You are listening to Sports Day. It's all for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. It is, Jared, as always, a big hour ahead. Our weekly chat with Hash Brown from the AFL Record. Speaking of record, a woman who's broken plenty of them, the Aussie cricketing sensation, Alyssa Healy, who is not related to you. I think we've gone through the family tree and we've found to see a correlation. Stops by for a chat and one
I'm
of the
prepared
key
to
members.
Take that to court to have that further examined.
Yeah, you'd be the first person to try to do that to me this year. And one of the key members of Port Adelaide, their half-back line. He wasn't All-Australian alongside Darcy Byrne-Jones, but he's had an excellent year there, vice-captain Hamish Hartlett. Looking forward to chatting to him as well. But to kick off the hour, let's, as we did last night with Geelong and Port Adelaide, have a look at the second qualifying final. It is 2v3. It is Brisbane against Richmond at the Gabba on Friday night.
Yeah, and it's a Richmond without Tom Lynch, so it does square it up to a large degree. If you look at the history of these two sides, Richmond have belted them 15 times in a row. They beat them badly in the same game this time last year. And yet if you looked at the expected accuracy, the margin wasn't 41 points. It was something like about 7 points. So they had their opportunities. It was, I did it last night on the couch, Scoop. I think it was 25 inside 50, which is a lot, in the first quarter to 5. And yet they only led by 9 or 10 points. They
it's
had
a big number.
So many options,
yep.
So many opportunities to put a match-winning lead on Richmond, and they just butchered it. And then they did what Richmond have done so often, just kicked away and got them big time in the finish. Richmond's running power is what gets them through. They have got so many unbelievable runners. They just drop everybody back behind the ball at stoppage. They turn the ball over and then it's off to the races.
So Damien Hardwick, Jared, said last night on AFL 360 that it was system v system. Two very different types of game styles.
Yep.
Give us a 15-second each side rundown to our listeners wondering why it is these two teams play so differently.
Well, I don't think they do play that differently. I think that
Brisbane likes to hold on to the ball more, yes?
Well, they're a kicking side more. They go backwards more. They go sideways more. Richmond tend to go direct. They tend to go just move the ball forward. They don't mind moving it by hand or by foot. They just take what they're given and they charge. They set blokes behind the ball a lot, particularly at stoppage, and get the ball turned over. They lose stoppage more often than they win it, but they very rarely get outscored from stoppage. In fact, they often dominate scores from stoppage despite not winning the numbers. So that's the big issue for Richmond. They've just got so many unbelievable runners, and they can get you both ways. They can get you from the back line. They can also play the front half game, and that's where Geelong have been stuffed a couple of times in the same manner. They've prevented Richmond's front half game, which is their go-to, their number one. And yet, after halftime in the prelim final, and again last couple of weeks ago, they just got destroyed from D50. So they've got every element of the game sewn up. They tend to corral rather than tackle. So they force you into, and when I say corral, it's a high-pressure corral. It's not one of those pathetic sort of put your hands in the air and let the guy kick it. They are forcing you into making mistakes. They're forcing you to handball the bloke you don't want to handball. So they get that turnover, and then no one can run with them. So if you don't beat them at stoppage, and they give you stoppage to a large degree, if you can control the ball from the stoppage, then you're a chance against them. But only one side's really been able to do it in a big game in the last 4 years, and that was Collingwood in the prelim final.
When they jumped them in 2018, and all our Richmond supporters, including the great Matthew Richardson, talked about the fact that it was because of the week off. So Richmond play a really different type of game style. They also don't really tag, Jared. They kind of just let opposition midfielders get the footy. Lachie Neale, it wasn't so long ago. In fact, it was August last year, that last game of the home and away season. He had 51, and yet Richmond still won by 5 goals.
And that's the bottom line. If Lachie Neale is getting 51 and creating scores, then I think you'll see Trent Cotchin sidle over to him. They have got guys that can make guys accountable.
Yep.
But if it's system v system and Richmond's system is absolutely smoking them, well, they couldn't care less whether Lachie Neale had 100. He's not worried about who wins the Brownlow. He's worried about who wins the Premiership. So it's a free hit in some respects for Lachie Neale. But it's also an intriguing game because of accuracy. Can Brisbane bring the heat because of accuracy? They can do everything right, but if Eric Hipwood and the like miss shots at goal 30 metres out on a slight angle, then they're not going to win. They're going to have a really on night in front of goal, and Richmond's probably going to have an ordinary night. They need Charlie Cameron to get back to his best. Since round 10, he's been average. In fact, he's been sub-average, below average, according to champion data. So they need a really big game out of him. And let's just hope it's a really close game, because it could set up the finals. If Richmond lose, it really does set up the finals. And if Richmond win, then they're going to be that short price favourites. It's not funny. I was having a discussion today, Scoop, if you don't mind me digressing.
Please.
And I was having a chat to Uncle Dino, the mad Richmond supporter. And I posed to him the question, would Richmond have won the finals without Dusty? They've won the final without Alex Rance, superstar. They've won a flag without Tom Lynch, superstar. But could they win a flag without Dusty playing?
Great question. And what was his answer?
He said, of course we could. We're just not a one-man team. And then I asked him three times. And then he went quiet. And I'm not sure they would have, but...
He's the most irreplaceable player in the competition, arguably.
I think it's him and Nat Nui.
Yep.
I'm not sure who else, but bear in mind...
Dangerfield probably to some extent, yeah, only because of his capacity to go forward as well as his midfield dominance.
Having said that about Nat Nui, the West Coast Eagles won the flag
without him, and
without
Gaff.
Nat Nui, without Gaff,
that Shepherd,
and without Brad Shepherd, in an amazing...
Incredible when you put it like that.
It is amazing. Yeah. And just to highlight the fact, they had four players nominated for the All-Australian side.
Yeah.
Those three blokes were three of the four.
Yep. Yeah, Jeppy told us that, didn't he?
Yeah. So
Jerry, can I just ask you on that, and the Dusty conversation is a fascinating one. I'm sure Richmond fans will be happy to have him and not have to answer that question. You mentioned that it sets up the finals if Richmond lose. Do you feel like this is, I know this sounds like a stupid question, but it's more important game for Brisbane than it is for Richmond? I mean,
absolutely.
If Brisbane win this game, I don't think many people will say that Richmond can't win it.
No, I think I don't think it's a stupid question. But I think for the very reasons you're saying, Richmond can still win from
losing.
From losing. Where
Brisbane, if they lose, I reckon almost everyone will just think they're about done.
Well, if they're going to win it, they're probably going to have to come back through Richmond again. And it's been 16. If they lose this time, it'll be 16 in a row.
Which I know Damien Hardwick said it's not something he concentrates on. I bet you it's something that the Brisbane Lions think about.
The big question is, Jared Berry, is he going to come back into the side? We're waiting on selection. Obviously, Harris Andrews, is there a question mark there? I'm not sure they'll play Harris Andrews on Jack Riewoldt. I'm not sure they won't. But if Marvio Chole comes in, well, I reckon Andrews will go to him.
So he can...
Well, just because he's the tallest option. And he's the lethal puncher.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easier to lay off Chole than it is Riewoldt, you would think.
I would have thought so.
And you're talking about Charlie Cameron needing to find some form again. Well, it doesn't get any easier against a guy that's had his number for a long time in Dylan Grimes.
But that's if he plays there. I mean, I'd play him up on the wing.
And so, just push him up.
Get him away from the Grimes factor. But they still got to hunt the Richmond defence. You can't leave Grimes sitting back there. So Charlie Cameron, to me, is not the go. I would almost put Mick Stay and say to Mick Stay, you go and stand on Grimes. I'm not interested in you doing leading up to the wing, etc. I want you to make Grimes accountable. Or make it Lincoln McCarthy, because McCarthy can jump on his head. Or make it...
Rayner.
Cam Rayner man.
Yep.
Get him to jump on his head. But somebody has got to be there. You can't leave him unguarded. They've tried that so many times, and when you do that, you do it at your own peril.
Who are you tipping, Jared?
I'm tipping the Tigers.
By?
Not much.
No, me too. Less than two goals?
Yeah, it'll be very exciting if Chris Fagan can get them across the line. It'll be a big, big monkey on their back turning into a gorilla.
It'll be huge for the final series as well, given where it's at.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just send a buzz through Queensland, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, we're interpreting it like it was Melbourne. Maybe get a little bit of a murmur.
Sorry, I'll say that. I'll rephrase it. That would send a buzz through the football fraternity in Queensland.
Yeah, and I think it would transcend into the wider world. I mean, the media will jump on.
Yep.
If Brisbane were looking like it, chance to win, they'll get on.
Yeah, it'll be the Brisbane-Queensland quest. This is Sports A for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Hamish Hartlett, Port Adelaide's vice-captain, to join us next.